May I give you this? I think it should be yours.
Then he did actually hand you some papers. One chapter in particular struck me, in which he spoke of casting the runes on people.
And from one of these, as he took it up, there slipped and fluttered out into the room with uncanny quickness a strip of thin, light paper.
Well, it was pretty evident, of course, that he'd been chased by something, and people talked of savage dogs and beasts escaped out of menageries, but there was nothing to be made of that.
A mouth, with teeth, and with hair about it. And he declares, not the mouth of a human being.
Because he knows a frightful fiend doth close behind him tread.
You, sir, beg pardon, did the other gentleman show his ticket?
What the devil do you mean by the other gentleman?
The place on the East Coast which the reader is asked to consider is Seaborough.
There has always been a belief in these parts in the three holy crowns.
When I am dead and in my grave and all my bones are rotten, I hope the Lord will think on me when I am quite forgotten.
Sometimes, you know, you see him, and sometimes you don't. Just as he pleases, I think. He's there, but he has some power over your eyes.
Mr. Burton must have been either a very wicked or a singularly unfortunate man. It is the latter alternative which I incline to accept.
Come on!
M.R. James, Casting the Runes and Other Uncanny Tales. Read by Andrew Sachs. Visit textbookstuff.com to find out more.